So maybe you won't remember anything I said after this today. I think that's very common, actually. I personally have experienced that many times where I've been to a Dharma talk and then people ask me, how was the Dharma talk? And I go, oh, it's great. It's so inspiring. What was it about? I was like, Buddhism? So that's okay. I don't mind. The main thing is, we're just focusing on the meditation today and the experience, and we're trying different ways and we'll have different experiences, and that's what we're trying to grow. We know we have already got this capacity to think and reflect and analyze. It's something we developed a lot in our education in the world. And the other side of that is this direct experience, how we know things, you know, this knowing of things. And as we develop that more and more, they come to balance. You don't have to worry too much, yeah. In the sutta, I won't read any more of the sutta, you can look for it yourselves. It's in the Majjhima Nikaya if you're interested. But after the Buddha teaches the elements meditation, he teaches the four Brahma Viharas. They're called Brahma Viharas. Vihara means home, and Brahma is one of the god realms, one of the highest god realms. It means best, basically, so the best home. These are the four states. One is metta, is loving kindness. The second is compassion, karuna. The third is mudita, sympathetic joy, having joy in other people's success and happiness. And the fourth is equanimity, being able to detach and see things with a harmonious and calm mind. So these things are also called the four immeasurables, because they're minds that we can develop, that there's no limit to how great our love can be or how great our equanimity can be. It can encompass the whole world, all the beings. So the Buddha called these the immeasurables. In Pali, it's appamana, which are in Pali, when you have the R in front of a word, it's like the opposite, like dis or unattractive, attractive. Yeah, so appamana means immeasurable. And pamana means anything that you can measure, anything you can judge, distance, standard. So all of those things, we let go of those when we have an immeasurable mind state. And I personally like boundless mind states, another way to see it. I like to have, the Buddha said it's possible to cultivate this immeasurable mind state. What I like to think about, say if I'm facing some difficulty, if I don't like somebody or something, I don't want to face something, you know, I could just contemplate this, that it exists, this mind state of boundless compassion, boundless mind, metta, love, exists. So there's always a space outside of your own mind. Just like now we contemplated the huge earth and the size that we are compared to that huge earth. So you can always remember that this massive love is possible, this potential to love, to be present with any difficulty is there, even though we might not have that, cultivated that yet, it's possible. So you can always take that extra step to forgive the person or to have love for somebody who's harmful or difficult. I think we don't have much time left, so I won't talk much longer. Does anyone have any questions on what I've just said? Dean has this really quizzical look. It's like, oh. So I feel like I'm not making any sense. So does anybody please ask? The Buddha said if you ask questions in this lifetime, next lifetime you'll be reborn very wise. So just think what'll happen if you don't ask questions.
Speaking of questions to ask now.
Okay, that's good. We'll just go for the experience and that can teach you. And just as I said before, just remember that there is no wrong meditation. If you think a lot, that's a meditation that you've experienced, learning to be calm with a very, very busy mind. You know, it's just air element. It's just the quality of movement. You don't have to judge it as good or bad. So if you'd just like to please come to meditation, comfy seat, relax your body. And just relax your face, relax your throat, the back of the neck. Take a few deep breaths into your belly and then just breathe out, let it all go. Just give it a kind attention, just a feeling of love to any aches and pains in your body. Just breathe into any areas of tightness and just let it go with the breathing. When you breathe out, just let anything go. Just notice now that we're very safe. We can relax. We have this wonderful space to be in together and practice together. The past is gone, so we let go of any regrets or thoughts about the past. And the future is just in our imagination, so we let go of any worries or concerns about the future. And just bring your attention to your heart. Relax all the muscles around the heart. With your intention in your heart, just see or feel or imagine that there's warmth and light in your heart. Just like the sun, a gentle sun in your heart. And the warmth and the light radiates out and fills your heart, your body, and your mind. And you can receive that goodness of the sun in your heart. A sense of joy and happiness in the sunlight, radiating out from your heart, starts to grow. Beautiful light and warmth. Just recognize the goodness there. And we all have this capacity to love. Your whole body and mind become steeped in light and the warmth and the gentle rays of the sun. And the radiance grows. And as the radiance and the light grows, naturally it starts to spread gently from your body, reaching the people around you, sharing the goodness and the warmth and the light. Filling each person one by one. And you also receive the warmth and love of people around you, the sunlight from people around you. And the light grows brighter. The more you share, the brighter it grows, the more radiant. And it flows even further. Reaching to beings in the suburb, in the buildings around us, in the homes. All over Sydney. As the sunlight, the love touches them, you can see that the beings are being warmed and they feel a sense of peace. And your heart grows even more radiant. And it continues to spread to beings that we can't see, far away. In Australia, in the Asia Pacific, the whole world. The more we share, the brighter our hearts grow. Our love continues to spread above, below, in all directions. And it grows as it joins with the hearts and the light of other beings. Recognize that there is enough for all beings. There is no limit. And the more we give away, the more we have to share. Boundless, measureless. You notice the sense of peace and joy that has come from sharing the goodness in our heart. There are no limits to the potential of the heart to love. The whole world is floating like a little bubble in the love of our heart. And it's bright, our heart is bright like the sun. Spreading to the stars. Now put your attention on your body. Feel the outlines and the limits of your body, but do not limit your heart. Let it stay as large as you can imagine and feel, filled with love and warmth, encompassing all beings, including yourself. So thus concludes our workshop for the day. Thank you all so much for coming and practicing and being brave and trying all these different things.